Good morning, and welcome to the Wednesday Morning Devotional Podcast. Today, we continue on our adventure with the apostles in the book of Acts. We will look at Acts chapter 8, verses 4 through 8. But first, as you will likely recall in chapter 7, we read about the message Stephen presented to the Sanhedrin, a Jewish governing body. As a result of his message and demonstration of faith in Jesus' resurrection, Stephen was stoned to death. On that very day, the persecution of the followers of Jesus in Jerusalem began in earnest. As a result, all the disciples, except for the 12 apostles, left Jerusalem and scattered throughout Judah and Samaria. But instead of fear taking over their lives, they simply took the joy in their faith with them and began to spread the good news everywhere they went. Philip is the example described in verses 5 through 8. Philip in Samaria, verse 4. Those who had been scattered preached the word wherever they went. Philip went down to a city in Samaria and proclaimed the Messiah there. When the crowds heard Philip and saw the signs he performed, they all paid close attention to what he said. For with shrieks, impure spirits came out of many, and many who were paralyzed or lame were healed. So there was great joy in that city. There are two important points expressed in these verses. First, the terror of persecution, prison, and possibly death forced people to leave Jerusalem. But what if the teaching of Jesus had been ignored by the Jewish Sanhedrin and no pressure put on the community of believers? I'm sure the message of the word would still have spread, but how much slower? Would the movement have been able to maintain its enthusiasm? The point here is that sometimes powerful changes occur in our lives, unexpected, even dreaded changes. Perhaps, for instance, your employer insists that you move to another location several hundred miles from your home, extended family, and friends. The choice for you is move or lose the opportunity to advance in your work. Either choice is appropriate depending on your circumstances, but making the choice based on fear of change, fear of the unknown, can cheat you and those you will come in contact with in the new location. Cheat you and them of the blessings God has in mind. Let's say that trusting by faith that God has a purpose in the move, you, like Philip, go to a strange land, a strange state, and with you, you carry your faith and talents. What if, before you know it, you have become involved in a ministry? Let's say a homeless ministry, sharing your work skills and helping folks find jobs. This opportunity was not available where you were, and you were unaware that it was available in the new location. But God did. What joy your gifts bring to others and yourself. In our relatively normal everyday days, we are often, or not often, asked to move across country into another state, or otherwise leave family and friends in order to share the good news to others as Philip was. But these verses are also about following the leading of the Holy Spirit in our lives. That little voice that whispers in your ear to do something, see someone, text someone, reach out to someone, even go somewhere that day that you may not have planned to go. We don't know how that simple obedience on our part can be the door opening for the Holy Spirit in someone else's life. Sadly for me, and those that could have been blessed, there have been times in my life when I ignored or chose not to listen and to follow. I was in a hurry. I was uncomfortable in the situation, or some other lame excuse. Thankfully, as time has passed, I find myself consciously keeping an eye out, an ear out, for opportunities to meet the needs of others. Sometimes only requiring time to listen and share. Sometimes as simple as to offer a hand or a smile or a kind word. I have been blessed by the opportunity to share the love of Jesus and the good news through writing and teaching, neither of which were ever what I expected to have the opportunity to do or the gifts for. I realized that the Lord was preparing me for this all my life. All the years of teaching, all the papers written, all the books read, all the skills gained. And then I found myself in the midst of it, praying in my lack of experience and expertise, that what was spoken or written was the message someone needed to hear. I suspect Philip never sat around and dreamed that he would be preaching the good news to thousands in a foreign land. But the Lord knew. And so the power of the Holy Spirit, Philip found himself in that place. A man whose life was threatened because of his beliefs refused to be silent and did all that was possible for the sick and possessed. Indeed, those watching were inspired by the message of God's grace, the courage displayed, and the miracles. The Samaritans had to be in awe of what they saw and heard. As the scripture says, the city was full of joy. I wonder, could we, new community, inspire the folks we are in contact with every day? Could they possibly become inspired because of the Lord's working in our lives? I wonder, is it possible to spur that kind of amazement just by the way we live? The example we demonstrate, our empathy for, love for, and acceptance of all, including all those that are often rejected for their differences. Could we do it? If we listened, prayed, and paid attention, watched for opportunities, could we use the gifts each of us has to bring joy that spills over into others' lives? I wonder. The one thing that might be missing in our sharing could be our joy, our enthusiasm, our awe of our Lord and all He has done for us personally. How often do you and I reflect on the moments, the experiences in our lives where the Lord's presence, intervention has been evident? If you have, you are likely finding yourself as the early disciples did, filled with enthusiasm and joy to share the hope of the good news. I'm talking about the down in your heart and solid conviction that the path to experience joy comes with the freedom we gain when we turn to the Lord and give our fear, our worries, our lack of confidence over to Him and begin to learn to trust and know that joy comes from following His lead in our lives. I wonder. Thank you for listening, and may the Lord bless you and yours.